I don't intend to speak long tonight. I feel that we ought to give some time to prayer and collective prayer. But I did want to finish out just this chapter 4 with you because I think there are things in this chapter that are important for us as we go home. We've heard about the gospel and what the gospel means. It's the story of Jesus, but more than that, it's how the story of Jesus impacts my life. And that impact ought to be something that happens every day. It's not just when you're here at camp or, as I said, when you go to church on Sunday. No, there are daily blessings that come from the gospel. There are daily blessings that flow to us from Calvary. Psalm 23, and my dad would say, those are blessings for every day. Do you trust that the Lord leads you every day? Do you trust that He leads you in green pastures? Do you trust that He anoints your head with oil? Those are daily blessings from the Good Shepherd. And so tonight, if we just open to chapter 4, it's a short chapter, and it's interesting how it begins. You know, we had good examples or people that were mentioned because they were Timothy. What was the thing that we learned about Timothy? He naturally what? Or he genuinely cared, right, for others. He genuinely cared for others. And Epaphroditus, what did we learn about him? Well, he was willing to lay down his life, as it were. He risked his life so that Paul could be helped. Others could be blessed. A sacrificial givenness to serve God. And this chapter begins with, I guess it might be a little bit, I don't know if I'd call it a rebuke, but just a reminder. He tells two of the workers, and he calls them co-laborers. Okay, so put that down. They were laborers together in the gospel, and we've heard about how it, our brother talked about how we give ourselves to serve and we're blessed. And this is a training ground for us. Our brother Anthony mentioned that, and I believe that's so. We work together. We're co-laborers. And he says, tell my co-laborers to get along. You know, tell them, come on, we're in this together. Stop fighting. Work together at this. And those are good things, because, I mean, good things to take with us, because, you know, even in a church, in the family of God, sometimes we don't see eye to eye. But that doesn't mean that we have to fight. And certainly we don't want the work of God to be hindered, right? That's the important thing. We don't want God's work to be hindered. And so I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fellows, help these women who have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Beloved, is your name written in the book of life? Yes. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Yes. Praise God. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. And now verse 6, all right? This is the first P. We're going to fill in. Let's see if we can figure out what that P is. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Wow, there's three P's in there you could fill in. What's the first one? Prayer, petition, and you present, right? And that's just one. That's verse 6. Don't fill out the rest. That all has to go on verse 6, all right? But don't be anxious. Is the temptation to be anxious? I mean, some of us are even anxious right now thinking that we've got to go home tomorrow. Well, maybe not. I hope not. But sometimes we face situations that make us anxious. Anybody anxious about going back to school? Anybody going to a new school? Yeah. Okay. That causes anxiety. I told you the story about my son and how he had to learn to praise the Lord and overcome that anxiety. Bring it to God in prayer. Turn your worries into prayers. Isn't that the way to do it? Turn your worries into a prayer. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. And so that's a good gospel blessing. We can come to the throne of grace every day. Come to the throne of grace every day. You know, this little thought about the Bible, of course, it goes along with this gospel blessings. reading God's Word and hearing from God is a daily gospel blessing. Open the Bible to hear, expect to hear from God. Pray over it. Right? Bring your request to God. A prayer is a wonderful thing. And I think if one thing is neglected in the church, I dare say it's prayer. We don't have because we don't ask, the Bible says. You don't have because you don't ask. How much more will your Heavenly Father give good gifts to them that ask Him? How much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? And so prayer, a wonderful blessing that comes to us because Jesus has opened the way. And yes, I know prayer was offered in the Old Testament, but now we pray in Jesus' name. Now we pray upon the authority of what He has accomplished for us. He prays in us. He intercedes for us. And so we want to pray. And if we turn our worries and our anxieties into prayer, what does God promise? He says in verse 7, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." So the result of turning our worries and our anxieties into prayer is what? Peace, peace, peace. Oh, Jesus, I need your peace. Yes, there are things will come that may cause us to worry. Things may come that are just bigger than us. I can't, Lord, handle this. But turn it over to God and expect Him to give you His peace. We continue down. He talks about things we ought to think about. "Finally, brothers, sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." How important is what we allow our minds to dwell on? What we take in to our hearts and minds. And this is a good checklist for us. How are my thoughts, Lord? What am I thinking about? Do you ever find yourself daydreaming? How many are daydreaming right now? Anyone? You know, we our minds wander, right? It happens. But God wants us to think about Him and to think about what's true. I think sometimes this comes up, sometimes we tend to maybe talk about people, maybe not. I'm not accusing anyone here about that. But sometimes we think things about other people that aren't right. And we judge their motives. I don't know their motives. Do you know the other person's motive? Do you read their mind? I've said this before, maybe you'll laugh. Sometimes I say something funny and nobody laughs, I think, because you don't expect me to say something funny, so... Right? But you know what some people's favorite indoor activity is?
Sleep.
Jumping to conclusion. All right. Well, move on. That wasn't any of the P's. All right? But here's the next P. In verse 9, it says this: "Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me," now here's the key, "put it into" what?
Practice.
Now, practice, you can put the practice there, but the real P is the blessing that comes from doing that. What is the result if you put into practice the things that you've heard at Pilgrim Camp?
Peace.
Look at it again. It says not only that you will have peace, but it says that who's going to be with you?
God.
The God of peace will be with you. That says that He is present with me. You talked about God's presence, right? Well, He wants you to enjoy His presence at home. And if you will put into practice, and if I will put into practice the things that we've been talking about here at camp, then not only will we have peace, we'll have peace. You know why? Because the God of peace will be with us. You see, again, that word "of" means He's the God. Peace flows from Him. Mm-hmm. He's the origin of peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the God of peace. And He will be with you. And so we don't leave Him here. But He goes with you. He goes with every one of you. He goes, if you go to school, He goes with you. If you go on the subway, brother, He's with you. If you go wherever, you're driving your car, He's with you. You walk the streets, He's with you. He is the God of peace, and He's promised His presence. He's promised to be with us. All right, verse 13. Well, he talks about being content and being able to rejoice. He's happy that they're concerned for him, and he says, I appreciate, you know, your concern for me. But he says, I've learned one thing. No matter where I am and what the conditions around me are, I've learned to be what? Content. Content. And then he says this, I can do all, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And so I just want another P. So what would that be?
Power. He gives you the power to live for him. And he gives you the power in every situation to overcome.
And not to be a victim, but to be the victor. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He's my power. He's my power. He's given me His Holy Spirit, the power of God within. Hallelujah. So these are, again, blessings that we come to us through the gospel. All right? And the last one, we like to quote this verse, right? Well, we like to tell it, we say it in the mirror. Maybe. And it goes like this, verse 19, and my God will meet all your needs, supply all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So what's the P?
Provide.
Provision. He's the provider. God provides for every need. My God will supply. Now, who's saying this? Paul is saying this. But do you know why he's saying it? There is kind of a little bit of a condition on this. You know, you just don't claim that one. You can't just claim it and say, God's going to supply all my needs. Because that's what Paul told the Philippians. What had the Philippians done? Well, we'll read it. I have received, not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment, and even more. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts that you, sent. Now, I'm sure I'm not tying God's blessings and God's grace necessarily to what you do for God. But it seems in this case, Paul is saying, my God's going to supply you. You gave to me. You shared with me. And so I have that confidence that as you shared with me, God's going to bless you. And He's going to supply all your needs. He who sows sparingly reaps sparingly. God loves a cheerful giver. So learn to give. You know, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Who said that?
Jesus.
Yeah, find that in the Bible for me. It's in the Bible, but it's not in the Gospels where He said that. But Paul quotes it. Paul says, Jesus Himself said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And because of that, we can say, now my God's going to supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. So these are just things I think that are very, again, very practical, things we ought to take home with us, and we say, wow, I can do that. I can read my Bible. Can all of you read your Bible? Can you? Yeah? Can you all of us can pray? Yes, we can. We've learned to pray. Can all of us accept God's peace and turn our worries over to God? Yes, we can do that. Maybe that's not as easy. It's easier said than done, but let's try to do that. Let's try to put these things into practice. Let's practice His presence. Jesus, You're with me. You know, before you leave the house, say, Jesus, go with me today. Jesus, walk with me today. Just be, you know, let's simplify our faith. That's not complicated. Jesus, just go with me today. I know You're with me. I know I'm not alone. Lord, help me on that test. Lord, I did do studying. I did study. I did my part. Now help me remember. And see, I want you to understand that the gospel is practical. It works. It has to work. It has to be real. And then he gives us his power. We claim his provision. What a wonderful Savior. We sang about that tonight already. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus.